You're listening to Praise and Shine. We are Quixie 98.3. Well, I want to leave you with some good advice, and that is, hang in there. Let me share this with you. My dad, who passed away just 6 days before his 80th birthday in 2009, always had such love, support, wisdom, and guidance, and he cherished his family beyond words. I'm still blessed to this very day when I reflect and think about how fortunate, blessed, and honored I was to have him as my dad. When giving helpful advice, sometimes it was just Dad saying, hang in there. And Dad was right. Hang in there. Now that might be tempting to dismiss those words as simplistic, but Dad wasn't just promoting blind optimism or positive thinking, though he was always a great encourager. He endured tough things in his nearly 8 decades. His determination to press on was not grounded in some vague hope that things might get better, but in Christ's work in his life. Hanging in there. The Bible calls it perseverance. But hanging in there isn't possible through just mere willpower. We persevere because God promised over and over that he's with us, that he'll give us strength, and that he'll accomplish his purposes in our lives. That's the message God spoke to the Israelites through Isaiah. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In Scripture, that's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So what does it take to hang in there? According to Isaiah, the foundation for hope is God's character. Knowing God's goodness allows us to release our grip on fear so we can cling to the Father and his promise that he will provide what we need each day, strength, help, and God's comforting, empowering, and upholding presence. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you so much for listening to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Have a great day. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.